This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom and Anthony, today is the 1st of May, the month dedicated to the Mother of God. Oh, Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today. Queen of the angels, Queen of the May. Oh, Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today. Queen of the angels, Queen of the May. I'm brought forth to when I was a child, maybe 10, 11, 13. Every May, I would go down into the backyard and I would have a place of prayer. I would have a statue of our Blessed Mother, and we would crown Mary as queen. She is the queen, but I'm going to tell you, the queen that swept the floor at Nazareth, the queen that bore the Son of the Eternal Father, the queen who was ever virgin, the queen who was given to John from the cross, the queen of heaven and earth, our Blessed Mother. And I won't tell you this. This is my life. This is my witness. If it wasn't for Mary, I would not be at this microphone. She brought me to Jesus. She gave me her Son. You see, Mary is the wonderful evangelist. And if you have a true devotion to our Blessed Mother, you come to know her awesome Son. She says, do whatever you tell him. Do whatever he tells you to do. That's what she says. Oh, I love our Blessed Mother. I would not be here without her. She was my confidence when I was a child. But there came a day when she said, I'm going to step aside a little, and I want to introduce you to your salvation. And she did. She introduced me to Jesus Christ, her only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. I tell you, we would not be here without the Mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you this. She appears in the Gospels at just the right time. At just the right time. First she comes. The angel Gabriel says, you shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will have no end. Mary said, how can this be? I am a virgin. Oh, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Son of God. Where would we be without Mary? Oh, she led me to Jesus Christ. She did it. She is the evangelist. When we were kids, in my backyard, 222 Paris Street, there was a fence falling down. We put crepe paper on the fence. We built a little altar, and we took a lovely statue of our Blessed Mother, and we would crown her with blossoms the best way that we could. That's real. But you want to know what? What she did in my life? Oh, it was in August of 1968. She led me to Jesus Christ. She led me to my salvation. She led me to God. I know it. I believe it. I speak it out. And that's her vocation, to lead people to Jesus. That's her vocation. And I don't scorn the Blessed Mother. People scorn her. All generations shall call her blessed. You, too, should be calling her blessed. Me, three, calling her blessed. All generations will call me blessed. Why? Because he who is mighty has done great things for me. Oh, it's all about him who is mighty. Mary knew where her bread was buttered. She knew that she only was bankrupt without the Lord God Almighty. Oh, I believe she was conceived without sin. I believe she is the new Eve. I believe she is the mother of the Word incarnate, Jesus. I believe that Jesus gave her to us from the cross. Behold your mother, John. Mother, behold your son, John. And that moment he took her into his home. Some people don't like Mary. Oh, you worship Mary. I never worshiped Mary in my life. But I'll tell you what I did do. I followed the fourth commandment. Thou shalt honor your mother and your father. She is my mother. From the cross, Jesus gave her to me. Thou shalt honor your mother and your father. Not only your physical mother or father, but your spiritual mother or father. Oh, I have people who honor me because I led them to Jesus. That's my job. That's my vocation. And what did Mary do? She led Tom DiLorenzo to Jesus Christ, her only son, our Lord. That's what she did. And I know it, and that's my witness, and no one can convince me otherwise. As a child, during May, we would go down into the yard of 222 Paris Street. We would get crepe paper, and we would tack the crepe paper on the old dingy fence, and we would have a little altar, and we would put a lovely statue of our Blessed Mother there, and we would crown her with blossoms. That's idolatry. Oh, no. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your mother and your father. I know people think Father Tom worships Mary, but I never worshiped Mary in my life. But I'm going to tell you, Mary is my Andrew. Andrew brought the Greeks to Jesus. Mary brought me to Jesus. That's what she does. That's her whole vocation, that all men and women and children would come to the Son of God and the Son of Mary. Don't forget, not only the Son of God, but the Son of Mary. One day I was thinking, how did Jesus really look when he walked the earth? And the answer came to me. He looked just like his mother. Only one parent, the Holy Spirit, shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Son of God. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit. Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Where would I be without Mary? You know, when I was in college, I had Mr. Checky. He didn't really like me. I had almost an 89 and a half average, and he gave me a B, not an A minus. He didn't like me. You want to know why? On my papers, I used to write BVM, Blessed Virgin Mary, and he didn't like that at all. That's too bad. So I had to suffer. I didn't get an A-. I got a B. That's okay. That's okay. He commented one day what I wrote upon the top of the paper. BVM, Blessed Virgin Mary. Like, you really believe that stuff? I just smiled at him, the poor bum. Just smiled at him. I tell you, well, of Mary, I would not be with Jesus today.
And neither would she.
She gave me him. One day she said to me, not in words, today is the day where my son is going to become real to you. Oh, thanks be to God, the Son of the Eternal Father, the Son of Mary, became real to me. He was not only something in my mind. He was not only someone who I said in prayer. The Son of Mary and the Son of God became real to me. And without Mary, there would be no Jesus. That's God's plan, not my plan. That's God's plan. He looked through the earth to find someone worthy to be the mother of the Most High God, Jesus Christ. And as he looked through the earth, he found one in Nazareth. She was worthy. And I believe born without original sin, by the merits of the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, but Jesus died 33 years later. It's an eternal experience, the cross. The cross goes back to Adam and Eve and goes forward to the end of time. The cross is trans-historical. When I was at Holy Rosary, I would take the crucifix, a big, big, big cross and crucifix. I would put it in the middle of the altar. And I would say, to the left, the years go down. To the right, the years go up. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Yes. And what is in the middle? The cross of Jesus Christ. Salvation through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. Mary taught me to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. I love her. I love her because I wouldn't be here without her. And I know people think I worship Mary. My cousin, who is not Catholic, one day said to me, Tommy, I said, what, Cheryl? You worship Mary. I laughed right in her face. No, I don't worship Mary. But Mary brought me to Jesus. And I honor Mary because she's my mother. I honor Mary, not worship. Honor Mary, for she is my mother. And where was she at all the key points in the scripture? First, in Nazareth, you shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And what did she say? Let it be done unto me according to your word. Then, in Cana of Galilee, they have no wine. Jesus said, what is that to me, mother? And what did she say? Do whatever he tells you to. She knew he would not refuse her. He knew that. Or she knew that. He would not refuse her. And the woman called our Blessed Mother Mary, said to the people who were the servants, go get some jars and fill them up with water. You know, those 30 years in Nazareth spent with Mary and Joseph, those 30 years in that, I wonder what wonders came from the child Jesus. I wonder what miracles came from the adolescent Jesus. I wonder what happened through Jesus as he grew to 30 years old before his public ministry. All things were done. She knew. Do whatever he tells you to. And if you want to follow any word in the scripture, go to the second chapter of Luke. Mary telling the stewards, do whatever he tells you to. And if you follow the words of Mary, you'll find salvation. Do whatever he tells you to. Not Father Tom. Oh, no, I just preach him perfectly. Don't do what I tell you to always. You have to discern whether I'm telling the truth or not. Oh, yes, I believe that. And when I listen to people, I have to discern whether they're telling the truth or not. And my Geiger counter goes on. It goes, when people are not telling the truth of Jesus, my Geiger counter goes on. And I just turn away. I'll never go listen to that person again. He doesn't know Jesus from a cord of wood. Oh, yes. I have a Geiger counter in my heart. You have one, too. You have one, too. And if you don't know you have one today, I'm telling you you have one. And when things are said wrong about Jesus, that Geiger counter goes off. And you correct them.
Amen.
What is the Geiger counter? It's the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. It's the wonderful Holy Spirit. He lets us know what's true and what's not true. And if you are a Christian, you have that Geiger counter in you. You just need to be attentive to it. You see, when I preach about the Eucharist, that Geiger counter should go on. And you should know by the Geiger counter that this is Jesus. This morning, I sat in the chapel, and Jesus, as Eucharist, was there. My Jesus, mercy. What a privilege. I tell you, things are great. And if it wasn't for Mary, nothing would have happened. And God chose it from the foundation of the world. He said, this woman will bear my son. This woman, immaculate through the cross of Jesus Christ, will become the mother of the Most High God. This woman. And this child shall look just like this woman, because he had no earthly father. To see Jesus was to see Mary, and to see Mary was to see Jesus. Now, Anthony loves Mary. Tell us about how you love the Blessed Mother.
I could just feel the warmth, the love, the excitement, the peace of the Holy Spirit as you spoke about my mother, your mother, everyone's mother. You know, Mary was created a little differently than me, you, or every other human. She was created before the foundation of the world to be born without sin, to completely be full of the grace of God, the humility of Christ, the love. She loved her son perfectly. And you know, she's the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit.
Say it again.
The daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Spirit, in perfect unity with the Trinity. In the fruits of loving Mary, the only fruit of loving Mary is a deeper relationship with her Son, Jesus Christ. You know, to love Mary is to love Jesus. To love Mary, the Mother of God, is to love Jesus. And when you love Mary and she puts you under her mantle because you are her child, She begins to infuse us with the perfect grace of God that God chose to give to her before the foundation of the earth. You know, when we pray the rosary, Mary transports us to comfort her son at the crucifixion. She transports me to celebrate with Jesus in his resurrection. She transports me to the Annunciation when she said yes to the Lord to celebrate with God. To love Mary is to love her son. No one loved Jesus better or more perfectly than his mother. And you know what she does? Some of that unbelievable grace that God infused into her, she begins to infuse into us when we ask her to pray for us. You see, Mary isn't just a normal person who's dead. Mary is alive.
Amen.
She's the queen of heaven and earth.
Amen.
She's the queen of heaven and earth because Jesus chose for her to be. And to reject that is to reject Jesus. Why is she your mother? The mother not only of Jesus, but of the whole human race. Because from the cross, Jesus gave to John, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. And he brought her into your house. To reject the Blessed Mother as your mother is to reject Jesus. You see, to receive Mary is all about receiving Jesus, receiving the plan and the order of God. Everything good on earth is a reflection of what is happening in heaven. And in heaven, God has given us a father, and he's given us a mother. You see, Jesus is equal parts justice and mercy. But Mary is all mercy. So when I deserved the justice of God, Mary picked me up and she brought me to her son, Jesus. And he said, Anthony has rejected you. Anthony is deserving of your God's justice. But son, this is my son. Anthony is my child. Give him mercy. You see, because Jesus is a good son and he never says no to his mother. And Mary brought me. He brought me right to Jesus. Jesus saved me, but the Blessed Mother was interceding for me that whole time. The Blessed Mother is interceding for you right now. You have a mother that loves you infinitely, that loves you infinitely, and God has given her very special graces. People say, Anthony, pray for me. I'll pray for you, but we can go to the Mother of God. And the Blessed Mother's prayers for you are so much greater than any prayer I could offer with you. We're living in divine union with all the angels, with all the saints. Mary is not dead. She is alive. She is watching you right now. She is praying for you. She is infusing you with all of the grace that God gave to her, the perfect grace before the foundation of the world. But we can only receive the grace if we are open to receive it. Mary, Mother of God, conceived without sin, pray for us.
I'm going to tell you a story. We were at Medjugorje one night, and there was a young woman who was possessed, and the priest was calling on the Blessed Mother to bring healing to this woman. The woman that was possessed started to curse the Blessed Mother, called her a woman of ill retreat. In other words, a whore is what he called her. That's Mary, a whore. My Lord, I cringed. But the woman who was possessed hated this invocation of the Blessed Mother. Oh, yes, we see the statues of Mary, and we see the 12th chapter of Revelation of the woman clothed with the sun stepping on the serpent's head. Why? Because the Son of God is in her womb. You can't have one without the other. That used to be a Frank Sinatra song. Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. That was told by mother. You can't have one without the other. I tell you, you can't have one without the other. I've got both of them. Mary was the first one I got. And Mary was the one who said, this is my son Jesus. I call you to surrender to him. You can't have one without the other. I tell you, I never worshipped her, but I will tell you, I've honored her. When I was a little boy, I would go to 222 Paris Street where I lived, and I would buy crepe paper, and we would put it on the wall of the fence, and we would place a statue of our Blessed Mother there, and we would sing, O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the Angels, Queen of the May. May the Blessed Mother draw you into the heart of her holy, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.